It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Dolphins, it is day 3 of training camp. Mike McDaniel, he addressed the media earlier today. They do a weird thing. Like, once you get to camp, then you can't tweet about it until camp is over. Which,
what do you mean?
Like, you can't, like, reporters can't tweet about camp while it's going on. It's really, like, we couldn't know that Tua didn't practice till camp was over.
Till the practice was over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They got their, you know, football's paranoid. They have stupid rules.
They following everybody?
What's that?
They following everybody?
Who's following everybody?
They're probably following the people they invited. You know, I'm sure not everyone gets invites, so at the very least, they can follow 20 people. There's an intern there responsible for following 20 people.
Yeah, you have, like, media people who are like,
is it?
Don't you tweet that.
Oh, Mr. Graham. Perk was
What do we have, Todd?
Perk was tweeting.
What? Suspend him.
Suspend, wow. For a tweet.
Perry Jackson said it was getting second team reps.
What? We'll never beat the Seahawks now.
Omar said Tua had a bad day.
So, yeah, you have to wait till everybody's done to know. But if you guys missed it, this was Mike McDaniel earlier today on the where Tua stand. He did not practice yesterday. Supposedly, he was supposed to do some stuff today. We'll find out once they are allowed to tweet.
Tua, we didn't observe him do anything yesterday. Was that veteran day of rest, or was that part of his hold in, and what do you expect today?
No, there's nothing's changed really from that standpoint, and how we're collectively approaching practice. As far as today, I do think you'll observe him playing football in a multitude of fashions.
Do you guys talk every day about the plan for the day, or is there a plan for the week? How do you do that?
Every day. You know, I think it's important to assess all variables, take into consideration everyone involved as the head coach. And so, you know, you'd love to get in front of it, but there's a lot of days in that if you're trying to extrapolate that, a lot of days that you can't account for different way the wind blows. So every day assessing exactly what we're doing because we're trying to do good jobs here.
All right. There you go. Mike McDaniel. Other news from camps. This is, I cannot stress what a terrible decision this is. Funny, but a terrible decision. And that is the Las Vegas Raiders. Now,
didn't they leave town?
What do you mean?
They left Vegas to go practice somewhere else.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's not what I was referring to.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Funny,
terrible decision. And if you don't know what we're talking about, they apparently have a Patrick Mahomes
Kermit the Frog.
Sorry, Marcos. Puppet with a Patrick Mahomes wig and jersey on. And apparently the rookie who's doing this he is alleged to have mouthed,
I'm a bitch.
in Kermit the Frog. So I cannot stress what a bad idea this is. Now, Patrick Mahomes was asked about this minutes ago.
Oh, damn.
And he said, quote, "Stuff like that happens. It will get handled when it gets handled."
By the way, Raiders are 2-10 against Mahomes.
Hey.
What about, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why? You know, maybe one day he's going to show up completely fat, you know, just completely out of shape. You know, he'll just dad bod it, and maybe then he'll just not be good at quarterback. Why would they do that? Why would you give Patrick Mahomes?
Even fat out of shape, Patrick Mahomes still gets it done.
Why would they do that? I'm so pissed at them.
That's their problem. We got nothing to do with that.
This guy thinks he's a jokey jokester.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute now. It's cute when there's no pads on in July.
Couple up his belly button at least. Jesus.
No, I think that was on purpose.
I think that's part of the thing. They're fat shaming old fat Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. So they give him they say, "My belly's too big for my Kermit jersey." That's such a bad idea. Man, why would they?
I think it's hilarious.
It's funny. It's funny. What? I want to. I don't like it.
Oh, that's just bulletin board material.
I mean, like, who? Here's what you do with Patrick Mahomes. Shut up.
Just shut up.
Shut up.
Jeez, dude.
He don't need no extra motivation. He seems to be motivated well enough, right?
No, but they had a slow start last season. You know, they were coming off, you know, Detroit, who cares? Now he sees this. He's gearing up early.
Schmeathen says, "Leroy finding fat shaming funny. Shocking."
I mean, somebody pulled out a Kermit the Frog the way we've been talking, how he talks. That's funny.
I know it's funny. It is funny.
It's funny. It's not fat shaming. It's just funny. The whole bit is funny.
Yeah, not that we can't have no fun, dude.
Like, why we can't have no fun?
Because he's going to throttle you. Like, that's what's going to happen.
So what? You got something to do with that? He was going to throttle your ass anyway if he wasn't no good. So have some fun.
That's your stance?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if the Dolphins had a Josh Allen puppet.
Yep.
And it was just like.
I would say it backs your ass into a corner where you got to play well against him.
I threw another interception. And then all of a sudden they get because he just kicks their ass all the time. Might as well have some fun.
No, but again, when that game presents itself with week two, then you've backed yourself into a corner where you got to put up a shut up. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with having a little pressure on you to perform.
I mean, this goes immediately to he's going to have a Mark Davis puppet that's going to look like the Crypt Keeper. With the stupid haircut.
Oh, no, you could just have a Dumber and Dumber doll and just do the blonde hair. Because that's the same haircut.
They're going to have something for them, for sure.
Yeah, but it's in the division. They don't like each other anyway. Who cares? Right? Like, that's always been, that would have been, if I would have did something with a Pittsburgh Steeler, like, it don't change the love. Right?
But you wouldn't have.
No, that's not my thing. But if somebody had brought it to my attention, I would have did it. Why not? It ain't going to change the way the game is played.
You think,
I don't know. Can I ask you a question? And I'm curious about this.
Mm-hmm.
You think if I gave you enough incentive or pissed you off enough,
yep,
you could do better at any sport because you're motivated?
I'm not the best quarterback in the world.
I know, but still, so what? He's going to be the best regardless.
No, didn't Michael Jordan not make up trash talk about some poor wizard? Like, he made up quotes in his head.
But Michael Jordan is great. He was always going to still pound him.
I don't know, but he needed, you know, he probably, like, if you're the Raiders, maybe you think to yourself, you know, it's Mahomes versus Minshew. Let's sleep in dogs' lives.
I mean, so basically you're basically saying that I was driven by what the the analyst said about me against Denver, even though it was the wrong guy.
Right.
No.
Or
I didn't find out until 20 years later who it was.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if it's Chiefs Raiders, I don't know when they play, but let's just say they play twice. But let's just say, first week, you know, maybe Mahomes, like, you know, he has a couple IPAs, he doesn't feel it the same because it's Minshew. I don't got to dial it up as much. But now, laser focused. You guys put me in a frog costume.
That dude is not great because he does that, right? Like, you're talking about something that Gardner Minshew would do. Oh, man, I struggled. I had some beers the other night. Right? No. Patrick Holmes ain't that guy.
I don't know. I still want to try it.
He looks like he spent all offseason in a brewery.
And, you know, sometimes those are the guys that are best in best shape because they working out. They just don't have a body. I used to say this about my buddy, Jason Duffner, right? He works out all the time. He just got a bad body.
Nah, you don't say that about me.
Yes.
When was the last time you sweat from working out?
Well, I think we got to go to break, if I'm not mistaken.
Take a break. After this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm doing great because I have just read Dolphins Twitter.
Guess
who decided to show up today? Ooh. Jennifer?
Ooh. Who would that be?
What?
Brendan?
Hell, only one Tua Tagovailoa. Now, mind you, this is the story. It's been a couple of days, Jay Fig. He hasn't done 11 on 11s. Then he decided yesterday it's a ball cap day. Okay, I'm going to put on the ball cap. Nothing happened. Hands in my pockets. Just going to watch what happens. But the word is from Omar Kelly.
Tua, I thought you weren't supposed to tweet nothing.
No, practice is over. Now you can tweet.
Oh, okay.
Tua Tagovailoa. Practice today without limitation. His first throw, a 70-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill.
Woo!
And the word was Tyreek cooked Jalen Ramsey.
Gooseys galore.
Gooseys.
Wow.
There's a certain amount of speed that nobody can cover.
Yep. It's tough.
I saw that with Randy Moss. You don't realize how fast that dude is till you see some of the fastest DBs running and blowing out their hammies trying to keep up.
Travis Wingfield says Tua made a ton of wow throws.
Oh, wow.
Wow throws.
Love wow
throws. In hopes that he get a wow contract.
Man, how about that? Tua also, you know, had a
Tua and I balled out this year and the Dolphins did well, I'm going to go to midfield. I'm going to pull down my pants and I'm going to show everybody my ass.
Wow, the Randy Moss?
Yeah.
But the real Randy Moss, not the fake. Not a Joe Buck.
It's amazing that people don't realize that backstory. See, people didn't realize that whenever we went to Green Bay, right? When the buses went in the gates to the stadium, all the fans would moon us. So you have like 2,000 people showing their cheeks.
Wisconsin cheeks are different cheeks.
Right. Right. Some of them have a little beer on them. You know, oh. Right. Just the cheeks, right? Just they're ghostly white, right? Nobody got a nice tan, right? Bikini line, nothing, right? Just everybody showing their ass. So when Randy Fake did it, everybody in the stadium laughed. Everybody on the sideline laughed, and Joe Buck didn't get
it. Oh, that is just
Wisconsin cheeks. Like, okay.
Travis Wakefield also says River Craycraft had a 65-yard touchdown on a long ball from Tua.
Ooh, that's your boy.
That's my bet.
Cashing it in.
Wow.
So
Conejo Blanco.
So in other words, Tua looks really good.
That's right. The update is, hey, by the way, the offense, which has stunk the last 2 days, Tua makes them good.
Well, like, why are we the only people that get that?
Crazy. Right?
Fans don't understand that. Fans really don't understand that this offense works the way it does because of Tua. The weapons help. But the accuracy and the quickness in which he gets rid of the ball allows them to do what they do. But
I wonder what happened, though. It is interesting. I wonder what happened in these, like, the day happens, right? And he doesn't practice. But then, like, he goes to Mike McDaniel and he does practice. Like, did Mike McDaniel just, like, did he have a talk? Did he get frustrated and say, you know, he's done with it? I wonder where.
No, I would say this, Mike. I would say that Mike McDaniel's like, listen, I understand everything that, you know, you're going through, and I'm with you. I am. But have you seen our offense the last 2 days?
Oof.
Can you at least give us a day where we can get some work in?
I'm sorry. Tua, what did you think of the offense the last couple of days?
Oof.
You got Joe Rose on the offense the last couple of days?
Woo!
I got Calais Campbell on the offense as well.
I see trees of green, red leaves.
What if he comes to the improv and you just hear that menacing laugh?
Oh, man. Imagine having to tell this guy anything. No way, sir. Laugh it up, please.
First of all, no one's going to want to sit behind him because he's too big.
For sure.
You're not going to be able to see the jokey jokes. You're going to just have to listen to them.
It's a good question.
It's going to be.
I'm nervous. Christian Wilkins, easy. You know, sat in the corner, laugh, jokey joke, normal guy. Calais Campbell, he's a monster.
It's a giant.
He is.
It's a giant.
It's a giant.
Wow. All right. Tua was awesome today.
That's right. Never doubted him.
Cornerback Kendall Fuller, according to Joe Shad's Twitter on Tua, quote, impressive.
All right.
Impressive.
Did he get a sack, though?
Come on, stop.
Just saying. Cam Smith?
With no pads?
Sack machine.
Y'all celebrating the wrong things. A sack. Wait. Not only are you celebrating with no pads, but no blockers.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait. Stock up, stock down, too. Those are coming out soon.
Oh, can't wait.
I mean, Tua, you got to think Tua's stock is up. No practice to the best practice. Stock up. But too obvious, you know?
You'll be boots in the ground, right?
On Sunday. Yes, yep. I will be. Boots on the ground. I never get to go, J-Fig. It's always during our show. So I figure I'd go out there.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Go out there one time, see everybody, you know, and take some notes. I'm going to take some football notes.
Football notes.
Then I'm
going to
reel in.
Football notes. You take silly sauce.
Also in the chat, for sure.
I like football. I can do serious football. In fact, you know what? I'll just send all my notes to the group chat.
Huh. Perfect.
You're not. Are they going to be equivalent to me in House of Dragons?
Yes. We know business. Second to last episode. We know business is picking up this weekend, by the way.
I know.
Oh, Leroy, have you started? By the way, you know what I watched on the way home yesterday? I started watching
what?
New season of Vikings Valhalla on
season
Netflix.
Three?
Yeah, season three's out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And let me just tell you something. The Vikings, they're like hitmen now. They're taking a business for other people. It's something.
All right. I got to get on that.
Yeah.
I get on that next week because, you know, right now, my 2 hours of TV watching are going to be catching up, rewatching last week and going into this week.
Leif Erikson. Take a break. Mixed Bag coming up. You saw.
I've got you. It was lovely. It really was lovely.
It was lovely.
You gotta wait for the.
You guys do the dance.
That was beautiful.
It's with the copyright flag, Marcos.
No, I keep going in and out to
Marcos, you and I are gonna have problems.
Wow.
Just moving on from birds to frogs.
Wow.
Well, yeah. What time are those problems going to start?
Don't worry about it. I mean, minus one for sass.
What? I don't know.
Minus one for sass. I thought you and I were close, huh?
We are. I was just trying to.
Huh?
Point for Leroy.
If there's going to be problems, I want to be there. So Marcus, I need to know what time.
Marcus, if you just want to defend yourself, just put some train tracks outside the studio door.
Woo!
Or a spider.
Either way, I'll get through.
Let's mix it up. Speaking of frog boy, get to what you do best. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we got today, Marcos?
All righty then. Today, we have quite the mixed bag of goodies, including NBA rookies attempting to create their own Olympic sport, determine what is worthy of making the cut. We just went through a list of all the bizarre Olympic sports, so it's hard to determine what's not in there. These NBA rookies attempt to tell us what should be in there.
If you had one Olympic sport, what would it be?
Yeah, I guess car racing.
Put like a video game in there.
Football. Cornhole, for sure, cornhole.
All right, cornhole.
Who can text the first? I think I'd be up there.
Chess. Extreme shopping.
Connect Four.
Nice, at Connect Four.
Fishing. Flag football or something like that.
Olympic dart throwing.
Bowling.
What's the highest bowling score?
250.
I'd have a 2K tournament.
Pickleball. I'm cold at it.
Pickleball.
Me and LJ Cryer, we'll beat anybody in America.
Pickleball. I need to try that.
Pickleball. I'll throw that in there.
Pickleball for sure.
Craps.
Dog competition. They're running and they're trying to like grab a like baton like in the air as they like jump into this pool.
Stacking cups. That's already an Olympic sport.
I'm not an Olympic sport.
All right, you can stack cups. I'll put that in there.
Probably selling things or selling something.
Do you think the U.S. will win?
U.S. would win.
Selling things? Like a pawn shop?
Pawn store? Sound like he's selling rocks.
What's going on?
Strange. Do any of those tickle your fancy?
I could see pickleball. I mean, like, it feels like they have
every
other racket sport's in there, so it feels like that's inevitable.
Not cornhole, huh? Cornhole didn't do nothing for you?
No. Listen, you can't... Dude, let me explain something to you. When that's on ESPN... Everybody's getting liquored up.
Yeah.
You can't have that as a sport.
Two things that I do miss, though. It's
an extreme sport when there's liquor involved.
I miss the outdoor games, and I miss World's Strongest Man. Those are ESPN 2 classics.
Yeah, love those. The outdoor games. You just
Magnum Magnuson will pull this bus. favorite is when they throw the kegs over the... Just throwing the kegs.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Got something that's not going to make you happy, if I'm being honest, because this gentleman is talking about you.
Me?
And this gentleman is none other than Bills GM Brandon Bean.
What did he have to say, dude?
You know, he's calling out all the Josh Allen haters, dude. He's had enough of it.
It's frustrating. You try to ignore this stuff, like, but Josh is going into year 7, and there's still the naysayers. I don't get it. If I was going to use rated, I would say underrated before I would say overrated. And I know I'm biased. He's our guy, and love him every single day. These things that come out there, I know people love the rankings of whoever, but when you don't put your name to it or and you make comments like that, like, who is this executive? Executive is a loose term. I was probably referred to as executive well before I should have been. And so I just say, if you're not going to put your name on it, we really shouldn't validate it. I know it gets validated because it's on ESPN, and you know, I'm not a fan of that style, and you know, I wish the writer wouldn't include a comment like that. I don't think Josh deserves that. And again, I'm biased, but I'm tired of hearing it. Sal, there's idiots everywhere.
Oh, wow, right?
Wow!
Flashing out. Silence, I mean, those idiots everywhere, huh?
Here's the kicker. That most GMs that give somebody $50 million a year got to act be that, right? Except here.
Hmm.
Right? Think about that. Think of the support that Josh Allen gets, Lamar Jackson gets. And I'm not saying two is those guys, okay? But I am saying this. Lamar Jackson hasn't fared well in the playoffs, even though they may have won a couple of games,
mm-hmm.
right? Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump. Joe Burrow has quicker than he has. So, like, yeah, it's hard to do this. It's not, like, I don't know what people want. Everybody, and you'll keep moving the bar. And that's what I get pissed off about, too, because the same people that say, oh, just win a playoff game, you know, when they win a playoff game, they're going to say, oh, all we can do is get past the first round. We can't even get past the first round, right? I mean,
look, Josh Allen is obviously very, very talented, but
he
is also, I mean, had some pretty time bomb moments.
Right.
His GM, there's no way he's never, like, in an honest moment, had a Bill Zito moment where he's like thrown the water bottle against the wall, right, because of something that Josh Allen has done.
Right. So here's my question. If I say to you, and I'll be the other side of this, can Josh Allen win a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. I think he can.
And I'm saying no, because he hasn't. Because he hasn't.
No, but you're at, I
after
mean, like,
7 years.
I understand, but I think that he can.
Dak's only had 8. You see what I'm saying?
That probably could.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, to say somebody can win one that never has won one does what for you? Now, Tua, they're saying Tua can't win one.
Hmm.
And that's my point. That do you really know who can and can't win a Super Bowl? Because right now, I got a list of quarterbacks that we would have never said in their career, oh, he can win a Super Bowl.
For sure. But
I played with one. And Brad Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Nick Foles.
Right. So, like, we put these titles on these guys. Right? And the facts of the matter are, can Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl?
Are you asking me him too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Based on what?
I just think that he's talented enough to do it.
Okay, but he hasn't.
Okay, but I think that he can.
Okay, but he hasn't.
I understand, but I also think Tua can too.
My point.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because the facts are the facts in this. That who decides? Oh, he can win or he can't.
Well, right now nobody can. Only Mahomes can. It's very annoying. Which is why I told the Raiders to put the Kermit puppet away.
Very true.
That's why it's very bad. I would like him to have as little motivation as possible.
Wait a minute. And what if that guy said, let's have a little fun, baby?
No, not with him.
Just having a little fun.
But I get it. I understand. But I'm just like, we arbitrarily put these, oh, this guy's a winner or this guy isn't. Right? And I'm like, do we know? So a guy has MVPs. A guy is really, really good. A guy, does that mean he can win the big one? We're just guessing because they haven't.
I was double checking this though, because somebody sent it in the chat that Josh Allen had a bad day today at practice. 3 interceptions in the first 4 plays of Bills practice today.
Woo!
Never mind. Boom!
Yikes. Absolute boom, dude.
What else you got, Marcos?
Let's go ahead and boost your spirits after some Bills talk. And what better way to do that than some Finns talk from old Chop Robinson, baby. He says that he loves learning from almost healthy Jalen Phillips. I believe that's what he said. Almost healthy Jalen Phillips. This is Chop Robinson.
Did he say
that? I've been watching Jalen Phillips since he was in college. I knew him when I was in high school. He was in college, so I was watching him when he was at Miami. And he just played with an uncommon effort every single day. So it was just learning from him, watching him, getting tips from him on the sideline when I come back from being on the field. It's just, I'm just learning. I'm surrounded by a good group, so I'm excited.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Almost healthy, Jalen.
Did he also say, though, that he's beating science?
I think he said that. Yeah, more or less. Gotta check the tweets.
It's in between the lines.
If you want an indication of when he'll be ready, if you really want an indication of when he'll be ready, in the beginning of the season, if they don't put him on the PUP, right? Or one of them, you have to be out the first 6 weeks.
I think, yeah, I think IR, you can be on the first 6 days.
Because IR is 10 weeks.
No.
Boy, you should know that.
Why'd you stop?
It was lovely. It really was lovely.
It was lovely.
You gotta wait for the.
You guys do the dance?
That was beautiful.
It's worth a copyright flag, Marcos.
No, I keep going in and out to.
Marcos, you and I are gonna have problems.
Wow.
Just moving on from birds to frogs.
Wow.
Well, yeah. What time are those problems going to start?
Don't worry about it. Minus one for sacks.
What? I don't know.
Minus one for sacks. I thought you and I were close, huh?
We are. I was just trying to.
Huh? Point for Leroy.
If there's going to be problems, I want to be there. So Marcos, I need to know what time.
Marcos, if you just want to defend yourself, just put some train tracks outside the studio door.
Woo!
Horace Hider.
Either way, I'll get through.
Let's mix it up. Speaking of frog boy, get to what you do best. The Knicks Mag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we got today, Marcos?
All righty then. Today, we have quite the mixed bag of goodies, including NBA rookies attempting to create their own Olympic sport, determine what is worthy of making the cut. We just went through a list of all the bizarre Olympic sports, so it's hard to determine what's not in there. These NBA rookies attempt to tell us what should be in there.
If you had one Olympic sport, what would it be?
Yeah, I guess car racing.
Playing a video game in there.
Football. Cornhole, for sure, cornhole.
All right, cornhole.
Who can text the first? I think I'll be up there.
Chess. Extreme shopping.
Connect Four.
Nice at Connect Four.
Fishing.
Flag football or something like that.
Olympic dart throwing.
Bowling.
What's the highest bowling score?
250.
I'd add a 2K tournament.
Pickleball. I'm cold at it.
Pickleball.
Me and LJ Cryer, we'll beat anybody in America.
Pickleball. I need to try that.
Pickleball. I'll throw that in there.
Pickleball for sure.
Craps.
Dog competition. They're running and they're trying to like grab a like baton like in the air as they like jump into this pool.
Stacking cups. That's already an Olympic sport.
I'll have an Olympic sport.
All right, you can stack cups. I'll put that in there.
Probably selling things or selling something.
Do you think the U.S. will win?
U.S. would win.
Selling things? Like a pawn shop?
Pawn shop? Sounds like he's selling rocks.
What's going on?
Strange. Do any of those tickle your fancy?
I could see pickleball. I mean, like, it feels like they have every other racket sport's in there, so it feels like that's inevitable.
Not cornhole, huh? Cornhole didn't do nothing for you?
No. Listen, you can't... Dude, let me explain something to you. When that's on ESPN... Everybody's getting liquored up.
Yeah.
You can't have that as a sport.
Two things that I do miss, though.
It's an extreme sport when there's liquor involved.
I miss the outdoor games, and I miss World's Strongest Man. Those are ESPN2 classics.
Yeah, love those. The outdoor games. You just
Magnum Magnuson will pull this bus.
My favorite is when they throw the kegs over the. Just throwing the kegs.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Got something that's not going to make you happy, if I'm being honest, because this gentleman is talking about you.
Me?
And this gentleman is none other than Bills GM Brandon Bean.
What did he have to say, dude? Oh,
you know, he's calling out all the Josh Allen haters, dude. He's had enough of it.
It's frustrating. You try to ignore this stuff, but Josh is going into year 7, and there's still the naysayers. I don't get it. If I was going to use rated, I would say underrated before I would say overrated. And I know I'm biased. He's our guy, and love him every single day. These things that come out there, I know people love the rankings of whoever, but when you don't put your name to it and you make comments like that, who is this executive? Executive is a loose term. I was probably referred to as executive well before I should have been. And so I just say, if you're not going to put your name on it, we really shouldn't validate it. I know it gets validated because it's on ESPN, and I'm not a fan of that style, and I wish the writer wouldn't include a comment like that. I don't think Josh deserves that. And again, I'm biased, but I'm tired of hearing it. Sal, there's idiots everywhere.
Cool. Wow. Those idiots everywhere, huh?
Here's the kicker. That most GMs that give somebody $50 million a year got to act be that. Right? Except here.
Hmm.
Right? Think about that. Think of the support that Josh Allen gets. Lamar Jackson gets. And I'm not saying two is those guys, okay? But I am saying this. Lamar Jackson hasn't fared well in the playoffs, even though they may have won a couple of games, right? Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump. Joe Burrow has quicker than he has. So, it's hard to do this. It's not, I don't know what people want. Everybody, and you'll keep moving the bar. And that's what I get pissed off about, too, because the same people that say, oh, just win a playoff game. You know, when they win a playoff game, they're going to say, oh, all we can do is get past the first round. We can't even get past the first round. Right. I mean,
look, Josh Allen is obviously very, very talented, but
he is.
But he is also, had some pretty time bomb moments.
Right.
His GM, there's no way he's never in an honest moment had a Bill Zito moment where he's thrown the water bottle against the wall because of something that Josh Allen has done.
Right. So here's my question. If I say to you, and I'll be the other side of this, can Josh Allen win a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. I think he can.
And I'm saying no, because he hasn't.
No, but you're at, I
after
mean, like,
7 years.
I understand, but I think that he can.
Dax only had 8. You see what I'm saying?
Dak probably could.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, to say somebody can win one that never has won one does what for you? Now, Tua, they're saying Tua can't win one. And that's my point. That do you really know who can and can't win a Super Bowl? Because right now, I got a list of quarterbacks that we would have never said in their career, oh, he can win a Super Bowl.
For sure. But
I played with one. And Brad Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Nick Foles.
Right. So, we put these titles on these guys. Right? And the facts of the matter are, can Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl?
Are you asking me him too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Based on what?
I just think that he's talented enough to do it.
Okay, but he hasn't.
Okay, but I think that he can.
Okay, but he hasn't.
I understand, but I also think Tua can too.
My point
is, why are you yelling at me?
Because the facts are the facts in this. That who decides? Oh, he can win or he can't.
Well, right now nobody can. Only Mahomes can. It's very annoying. Which is why I told the Raiders to put the Kermit puppet away.
Very true.
That's why. It's very, very like I would like him to have as little motivation as possible.
Wait a minute. And what if that guy said, "Let's have a little fun, baby"?
No, not with him.
Just having a little fun.
But I get it. I understand. But I'm just like, we arbitrarily put these, oh, this guy's a winner or this guy isn't. Right? And I'm like, do we know? Do we know? So a guy has MVPs. A guy is really, really good. A guy, does that mean he can win the big one? We're just guessing because they haven't.
I was double checking this, though, because somebody sent it in the chat that Josh Allen had a bad day today at practice. 3 interceptions in the first 4 plays of Bills practice today.
Woo!
Never mind. Bum!
Yikes. Absolute bum, dude.
What else you got, Marcos?
Let's go ahead and boost your spirits after some Bills talk. And what better way to do that than some Fins talk? From old Chop Robinson, baby. Oh. Chop, chop. He says that he loves learning from almost healthy Jalen Phillips. I believe that's what he said. Almost healthy Jalen Phillips. This is Chop Robinson.
Did he say that? I've been watching Jalen Phillips since he was in college. I knew him when I was in high school. He was in college, so I was watching him when he was at Miami. And he just played with an uncommon effort every single day. So it was just learning from him, watching him, getting tips from him on the sideline when I come back from being on the field. It's just I'm just learning. I'm surrounded by a good group, so I'm excited.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Almost healthy, Jalen.
Did he also say, though, that he's beating science?
I think he said that. Yeah, more or less. Gotta check the tweets.
It's in between the lines.
If you want an indication of when he'll be ready, if you really want an indication of when he'll be ready, in the beginning of the season, if they don't put him on the PUP, right? Or one of them, you have to be out the first 6 weeks.
I think, yeah, you got to, I think IR, you can be on the versus.
Because IR is 10 weeks.
I don't think it's 10 weeks.
One of them's 6 weeks. And so from that standpoint, I would say if he's not on any of those lists when the season starts, that means he'll be back before that time period would be up.
Sometimes I have radio deja vu, and I feel like the PUP IR is like your non-hockey season hockey question to me.
So basically, I'm excluded from asking you any questions that have to do with the rules of sports.
No, it's not. No, but just like there's two things. Like you'll ask me over and over again hockey penalty questions and which IR PUP which one are they not allowed to come off of,
and are you
I don't know,
are you down with OBP, sir? I'm not sure.
Are you down with PUP? Yeah, you know me.
You're down with PUP, that's why you got stuck with another dog.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, he's a load.
So dropping bombs around the house?
No, because dude, he goes outside, and the grass is too high, so he poops on the pavement.
Oh,
oof. Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yo, dude, we got all this yard.
Stop being a pavement pooper.
So much yard.
He does, dude. It's terrible.
We got anything else, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
Indeed.
Got
time for one more? I have a funny story from Chauncey Billups, the Trailblazers head coach, former Piston Hall of Famer, Mr. Big Shot, had a hilarious story about how the game is changing. Now, obviously, this is what happens when your GM is Joe Cronin and he sells his future for young rookies. Sometimes these young players do young things, such as post their highlights at halftime. This is a story from Chauncey Billups that appeared on 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. That is Carmelo Anthony's podcast. Everyone's got a podcast now. This is what he had to say.
We're down like 18 at the half. I had a kid. He had a nasty dunk. We coming out for the third quarter. This motherfucker done posted his dunk on his joint.
Stop it.
At halftime. Yo, stop. Yo, at halftime, hey, bro, we down 18.
You gotta optimize those numbers.
What you do though? What you man, say? You know I grinded his up, man. I get wind of it. I said, hey, yo, bro, get the back there and take the down off your joint, man. What the f*** is wrong with you, man? Yeah. My bad, coach. He run to the back. We getting bombed, bro. We down 18. He posted joint at halftime. Yeah. I said, man, what is going on?
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Chauncey Billups. Dude, I felt bad for Chauncey Billups. That dude is an all-time great in his team.
Yeah. So bad.
I was at the game they lost by 60 this year.
Oh. Yeah.
60, nice. Dude.
And 60. Didn't they do that twice? Isn't that am I
think
mistaken?
They did do it twice, but I just remember the Heat were up. I feel like they were up like in the 45-ish range, and then Thomas Bryant was like, fourth quarter.
Oh yeah,
had time to shine. Yeah. Did Thomas Bryant have like 22 in the fourth?
He did. That was his shining moment right there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That is indeed.
Just okay, I got to clarify.
Career high. He had 31. Jeez.
PUP during the regular season, you got like 21 days to get them back. Mm. And the PUP guys count against the active roster. Mm. So if you're on PUP, you still count against the active roster. Mm. If you're on the IR, that's 4 weeks. So if they put them on IR so they can have the roster.
But I think it's four games too, right? Like you can go on IR in the middle of the season too.
Correct. So if... But you also clear up a roster spot for that temporary point in time.
And I think it's eight guys, but now it can be up to 10.
You're right.
All right.
So if the season starts and they take them and move them to IR and they miss the first four games, then you know it's going to be at least a month into the season. You see what I mean? So it'll be an indication of where these guys are based on when the season starts, because they can use those roster spots.
It also says players on physically unable to perform can participate in all team activities other than practice.
Right.
They can be activated at any point during camp when they're medically cleared. Right. A player can't be placed on the PUP list after they have practiced once or played in a preseason game. Right. That's what Odell's currently on.
Right. Isn't it amazing, you fraud? You fraudulent, fraudulent man.
Me?
That you get mad at me for asking you the question, and then you go and find out the answer.
Wow.
Well, I didn't want a hockey situation where we're going to be doing this all camp. I figured let's just get the correct answer out of the way.
So when people hear it, they'll know exactly what could happen.
That's right.
Isn't that our job?
You're treating me like Chauncey Billups treated the guy who put up a dunk down 18.
That's funny, though. That's funny. So they down 18, and he tried to get his social media hits.
You know, got
to
get a couple clicks.
Oh my goodness.
Take a break. Final hour coming up after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.